Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first episode of Meet the Recruits. I am Naveen Ganglani, your host. We are joined by the South Boys podcast, Angela De Jesus and Tristan Continuado, of course, and our special guest, the first recruit we will ever feature on this special is Mr. Snazel Soberano, 17-year-old point guard, pure Filipino from London, from the UK, mate. Wait, I think that was wrong. I think that was Aussie. I'm not sure. I made a mistake there. That's not a great way to start. However, I want to welcome everybody. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. Thanks to everyone who waited. It's going to be a great episode. We're going to get to meet Nazel more. What's up, Nazel? How are you doing today, bro? Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Just finished my workout today. So, yeah, it's currently 1 p.m. here in the UK. I know it's evening there in the Philippines.
It's about 8:10 here. Yeah. You got the whole slick accent down working for you, bro, for sure. Tristan, Angelo, and I will have a lot to catch up with. Speaking of Angelo, the guy disappeared. I think Angelo was mesmerized by your accent and had to take a second there to chill out a little bit. But welcome, thank you, and thanks to everyone tuning in. Of course, we are gonna give Nazel the opportunity to answer questions. So if you guys have any questions for the new point guard of San Sebastian High School, do let us know in the comments. But first, Angelo said he's going to come back. But first, let's get to know you better, bro. Where are you from? Where are you from originally? Where did you grow up? When you moved to the UK? Like, what's up? What's your story, man?
So, first, let's tell my parents. My mom is from Bataan. She's the Balanga City. Do you guys know where that is?
Yeah.
So she was born there, and my dad's from Pangasinan, and then he lived in America for a bit with my uncle John, who's Liza's dad. So yeah, and then afterwards, my mom moved to the UK, and I was born here, 7th of January 2004. And then when I was around two, three, I moved back to the Philippines, and that's when I went to school. Like, I started school in the Philippines, so. Tagalog was actually my first language, not English. So, yeah, and then around 5 or 6, that's when I came back to the UK. And that's when I learned how to speak English. So yeah. Maybe for the first year or so, I still spoke Tagalog. But once I got my English down, I just started speaking English most of the time. Like, when my parents spoke to me, I just reply in English, and then I kind of just stop speaking Tagalog. So yeah,
right.
But I'm gonna have to learn it again.
Shout out to Drin Allison, who's in the comments, like, saying hi, Nazel. Also Samantha, who was waiting till earlier. Thanks for joining us tonight, ladies. We're at 17 viewers now.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, what's up?
Do you have a Philippine passport? Please.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Passport. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. We need some hoopers out here and playing for the Gilas team, hopefully. So one day I hope to see you playing for the Gilas team. I mean, we need really good point guards. Yeah. We're known for really good point guards. Mm-hmm. And that brings me to my next question, Mo. We'll get to that later. You know, I mean, we're still talking about your story here a bit. I'm wondering, man, how do you pick up basketball in a football crazed country like the UK?
Football is actually my first sport. I played football since until I was around 12 years old, and then at 12 my dad he kind of encouraged me to play basketball. Like, he took me to trainings, and at first I didn't like basketball. Like, my first session I was crying, I didn't want to go.
Funny how life works out.
Yeah. And then because all my dad's Filipino friends, all of their sons played basketball instead of football, so I kind of had to, like, my dad just made me join in. And then yeah, from there, I joined the local team. Then I kind of built myself up and started working with other coaches. And yeah, I just fell in love with the game. Really, it was just fun. I just loved the. I was kind of natural at it. Like, when I first trained, I was all right at dribbling. My shooting was terrible, but you know, it was good. I loved it. I mean, I replaced it with football. Like, once I fell in love with basketball, I just quit football, and then I took basketball full time. So around 13 was when I started playing basketball, so 5-4 years ago.
Awesome, great story. How are you feeling now that you know you're coming to the Philippines? I know you haven't lived here for an extended period of time, at least since you were a young kid, but eventually you're going to move here. You're going to play for San Sebastian. It's a totally different lifestyle here in Manila compared to how it is in London. I think that we can say for certain.
Definitely.
So, yeah, like how are you looking forward to that? Are you ready for what your life's going to be like in Manila?
Well, I'm just excited to see everyone. Like, most of my family is in the Philippines, so I'm very excited to just meet all my family again, because I haven't seen them through, like, the last time I was there was 2018. So since then I haven't been back because of COVID. But yeah, I mean, there's going to be an adjustment period when I arrive there, so it's going to be pretty weird, like, just how it is, because here it's like, it's more, I don't know, but it's more modern here. Like, most of the definitely areas are very developed, so I could just go out, like, there's more pavements and walk roads and stuff like that. So, but overall, I'm excited for the food, especially.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
I'm gonna question your can you take high temperatures all the time? Like, no cold temperatures. It's always high.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Can you take those humid summer nights? Yeah.
Nah, I mean, here in the UK, it's only maybe a month or two is really hot. I mean, this year it's only been like 2 weeks that's been really hot. The rest is like kind of coldish. Like, it's cold right now. It's like not even any sun. It's just cloudy. But I just hate the hot. I don't like hot.
Man, if you hate the hot and you're coming here, I hate to tell this to you, but you got a lot in store for you.
You,
I
think you're hot. Some good shorts, man.
Your hottest day in the UK might be our coldest day here in the Philippines. Like, no cap on that one. I want to shout out those in the comments right now. Of course, hello to AJ Velasco, a friend of our show. What's up, AJ? Thanks for tuning in. If you got any questions for Mr. Soberano right here, feel free to ask them. What's up to Charles Penafuerte? Kai generation ano to? Famous na BF mo, ha? Oh, I think this is in shout out to Angelo, one of our hosts today, who hasn't said a single thing, but clearly has made an impact.
Let's focus on Nizel here.
I think Nizel will let you take the baton for a second here. What's up to Moses Reyes? Of course, Kiser Soberano, the brother of Nizel, who's tuning in. We already shout out Drin and Samantha. Thanks for joining. Of course, if you guys have any comments, feel free to ask them. Nizel will answer these questions. So, Nizel, what kind of baller are you? Are you one of those modern ballers who likes operating in the pick and roll? Are you a run and gun kind of fast break kind of guy? Are you a set the table, set his teammates up kind of point guard? What can we expect out of you? Do you play defense?
Yes. No, defense is... When I started training, shout out to Way to Work. This my skills trainer in the UK. Shout out to Way to Work. He, I love defense. Defense is probably one of my favorite bits of basketball. Like, I love guarding, especially full court. That's where I shine the most. It's full court pressure defense. But offensively, I like a mix of both, because here in the UK and also in Europe, because the team I play for in the UK, we travel to Europe and like Serbia, Poland to play against obviously other European teams. We have to, you know, the system here, it's like, it's not really run and gun. It's more kind of plays and setups. So I do like to set up the team whenever I run point. And of course, if you can see in the videos, I'm a shooter. I do love, three point is probably my strongest part of my game. But if I was to describe myself overall, I'm more of a run and gun player. I can shoot the ball, and when I need to, I can set up my team. So I'm kind of a mixture of both, which I feel like is going to help me, you know, shine when I play in, you know, the NCAA with the Staglers.
That brings me to my next question, actually. Good job on that. But if you could compare yourself to a baller, who would it be?
That's a bit difficult.
Because I don't want to go into like left-handed comparisons for you, because that's limiting you, I think. But
yeah. If you were to say, like, any player, like NBA players,
go for it, man.
I would say probably a mixture between like Steph and Chris Paul kind of player, because I do like using the mid. I'm trying to get my mid-range better, but I do like using the mid-range and the floaters and kind of stuff like that. And it was Steph Curry, obviously, the shooting and the handling as well. But with Steph Curry, he's more of a score first kind of guard, which I feel like I'm more leaning on the score first instead of pass first. But yeah, I'm kind of a mixture of both because I can find my teammates when I need to and like open up, set up plays. And then with Steph Curry, like he can score the ball, and I feel like I have the ability to score the ball from like deep range to floaters and stuff like that.
I mean, they do say if you want the lanes to open up, you have to shoot first. So might as well shoot first, right?
Yeah, especially for my height, I feel like shooting is one of the most important skills because I'm only like 5'6", 5'7". So, you know, driving in isn't really...
Oh, that's okay, man. I'm like 5'4".
Yeah. You've got a lot of fans right now. I mean, someone here, Fintan Phillips, just compared you to Colleen Sexton, which I think is a, you know, interesting comparison. I think Colleen is a low-key great basketball player. And we also got a comment here from Drin saying, can't wait to watch you, Nizelle, play in the NCAA. Can Charles see you soon, brother? A fan here from the Philippines. Andrew Gonzalez says Trae Young. So I want to thank everyone who's tuning in right now. Thanks for the engagement, the comments. Appreciate it.
Somebody said he has running back legs.
I think that's Vincent. Yeah, Vincent's my classmate from he plays American football. So he used to hit with me as well. But what's up, bro?
Hey, was it Fintan who said about your running back legs? Who was that? That was hey Fintan, if you got a picture of Nizelle's running back legs, maybe you can send it over to us so we can show everyone.
Barkley, man.
Yes, Saquon Barkley. Like Nizelle, how'd you end up in San Sebastian? Did you consider other schools perhaps?
I did consider other schools. I considered De La Salle. San Beda and Dillaman College. So those were the three schools that I applied for. With De La Salle, I had to take some like entrance exam. So yeah, I passed that. Thankfully, there was a Filipino section and that was a crazy idea. I had to guess every answer, but somehow I passed the test. I passed the entrance exam. But the school was starting too early. I think they started in July-ish. Yeah, it was too kind of close because I would have to travel there, quarantine. It was a bit because of the time difference, I wouldn't be able to do some of the lessons here in the UK. And then with San Sebastian, what's up?
Share your GPA to everybody while we're talking about your studies, because you got your GPA on your Twitter bio, right? It's impressive.
My mom encourages me to study all the time, so I really only play basketball and do school. So yeah. But
what's your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is psychology. Psychology is my favorite subject.
Oh, wow, nice! I'm a psych major, so I'm a fan of that answer.
Yeah, I like psychology.
Interesting. So let me tell you something. You know, a lot of people here, when you tell them I chose San Sebastian over San Beda and La Salle, that's immediately a whoa. You know, it's a whoa reaction right there. Because, you know, not everyone makes that decision. However, if he's anonymous said if he says anything about two, he's lying. So I don't know if that's just a hater or it's
definitely
someone,
one of his friends.
Probably one of his friends is trying to curtain himself as a hater there. Andrew Gonzalez, though, says he's smart. I like that. You seem like a really smart kid, though. What's your height again, by the way? I think I missed that.
5'6", 5'7".
But all right, yeah. So that's about point guard height in the Philippines. Do you also know the difference of UAAP and NCAA in the Philippines? And when you decided to make that choice, did you take that into consideration?
I mean, I've watched some of the games, but it seems like UAAP has more like focus on them because obviously the arenas they play in is much more like it's a bigger arena. And for high school, I think a lot of the top prospects, especially on GLAS, under-19s, they played in UAAP schools like FEU, De La Salle, Ateneo. But I never really took it into consideration. I kind of just looked at all the schools, and with San Sebastian, two players from that team were actually from the UK as well. But they're going into university. So they're Dylan Darbin and Liam Concha. So I was friends with them here in the UK, and I felt like because they went to San Sebastian, I feel like San Sebastian might be good for me as well, especially they're from the UK like me. So
Right. Did you commit to San Sebastian all the way to college or just for high school?
Yo, no, don't put him on the spot, bro.
I got to. For me, that's me. Yeah, go on.
I think, my goal is to like go to a bigger school, but I mean, it's really not uncertain right now because San Sebastian is like with Coach Mello, he's really putting like the effort in to make sure we're preparing for hopefully the season to come. And all the coaching staff there is really nice and they're really welcoming. So, I mean, if we continue to build a relationship and if San Sebastian, if it feels like San Sebastian is the right place, it is. But my mom is encouraging me to like go to a bigger school like Ateneo or De La Salle or something like that for university.
Right. I know that Angelo and Tristan have some questions, but before we get there, there's a question from Drin in the comments that I just want to put out there. What's your favorite Filipino food, Nazel? Because the Philippine culture is high on the food and the meal time and all of that jazz. Yeah.
My favorite Filipino food would be probably sisig or adobo. My mom and my dad make very good adobo. And my dad makes
classic.
Music, so.
Have you ever invited your friends from London over, your British friends, to try the sisig and adobo at home, and how do they react?
No, actually, I've never really invited them to come try Filipino food, but I think they really want to try like Jollibee because there's they opened up 2 Jollibees right. in the UK. So I was but the Filipino food, like the traditional like adobo, sinigang, they haven't tried it before, so.
Gotcha.
If you ever need some hookups with Jollibee, bro, I got you. Just hit me up.
South boys, you got any questions for Nazel?
Angelo?
Yeah, Nazel, you mentioned you watch like the NCAA and UAAP games, right? I'm curious, have you ever experienced playing here in the Philippines?
Not really. It's like whenever I visit there, it's every 2 years and I don't really go there to play basketball. Like whenever I do play this with my cousin, maybe just shoot around a bit. But I've never really played in that environment. And my dad and a lot of other people have said that it's very physical there. So I feel like that's like a major factor. When I go there, I have to experience that physicality.
Yeah. Or if you love defense, man, you're going to love it here. I have to say, though, I mean, I'm not going to get fined or anything, but the refs here are kind of weird when it comes to defense, especially with the physicality. But it depends where you play. So if you love defense and you're in the NCAA, you're gonna absolutely love it for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited because everyone here, like the energy, whenever I watch some of the past games, the energy from the crowd, the energy from the team, it's like, it's just, I just love that energy. So I want to play around that kind of environment.
Yeah,
go ahead, Angela. Sorry.
Yeah, just one last for me. What do you think, Nazel, is like the biggest difference between the playing style of the Philippine basketball and basketball there in London? What are your expectations?
Well, I feel like in the Philippines it's more like a run and gun type of basketball, like fast paced. With here in the UK and also other parts of Europe, it's more kind of like pacing of the game. You kind of slow down the game, run through plays, that kind of
methodical
type of stuff. Yeah, like methodical. But there are a lot of like here a lot more tall players. Like our point guards are pretty, like point guard on my team, the other point guard on my team is pretty tall. He's like 6'2", 6'3". So the average height here in the UK is much taller, which I think will help me, you know, play well in the Philippines because I'm used to playing against taller guys. But yeah, I mean, in the Philippines, I feel like it's more fast paced, and here it's more kind of, it's a bit slower, and like we like to do things more methodically, and that kind of stuff.
Nice shooting form, by the way. Yeah,
really. Yeah. I mean, I'm watching the defense too. Is it 2-3 allowed there? I mean, no defensive three or?
Yeah, there's no defensive 3 seconds, and 2-3. Yeah, zone is allowed.
All right, cool. Because everybody plays zone here all the time anyway, so.
yeah. Everyone wants to be the Warriors here. Nazel, there's a question here from Kay. Hi, Nazel. What's one thing you'll miss the most in London?
The one thing I miss the most is is my family, because my family is staying here, my mom, my dad, and my two brothers are staying here, so I'll be missing them the most. And yeah, that's like really the only thing I miss.
Nando's.
Nando's. Yeah.
Shout out to all 20 people viewing right now. Appreciate you guys taking the time out to catch our first episode of Meet the Recruits, Nazel Soberano. Nazel, so would you say that London has the best pubs in the world? I just have to ask that, man.
I think he's too young, Nabs, to answer.
Yeah, Nabs is asking.
Hey, come on, no one is too young to go to. No one is too young to go to pubs, man. Come on, we in 2021.
Personally, with me, I don't really go to the pub. I've never been to the pub.
See?
Good.
What?
But
whenever, like, there's a pub like right down my road. And whenever I do walk past that pub, it's like there's just so many people there. Like, everyone's there. So I guess like everyone loves the pub here in the UK. The pub is like, especially if you're English, like proper British, then like it's kind of a trip. Like, you just go to the pub. Like, it's just a normal thing. But with me and my family, we don't really go to the pub. We kind of just don't.
Yeah. Living like baller life now, so I'm not alcohol.
I'm just kidding. Hey, I can name you 20 players at the top of my head who like doing the whole bar life despite being ballers, man. Yeah, Nazel, sure, don't worry, man. You'll get there. No, I'm just joking. Okay, I believe Tristan or Angelo has some follow-up questions they thought of that they want to ask you too.
Mm-hmm. Angelo, you want to go ahead? I've been talking the whole entire time. I don't want to take everything.
Yeah, Nazel, so here on the topic of like migrating here on the Philippines, right? Of course, you're preparing basketball wise, of course, you're training, but I'm also curious to know, like, are there any like mental preparation like you do? Because you're leaving your family, right? You're leaving your comfort zone. You're going to live here in the Philippines and go to a local school and play in, you know, the NCAA, in one of the most prestigious leagues here in the country. So like, are your family, what are your family saying? Like, how are they preparing you? How are you preparing yourself mentally also to like live here and play basketball?
So first of all, I've like these past few weeks, ever since I kind of confirmed that I'm going to San Sebastian, I've just been spending more time with my family, like making sure I'm just making most of the time here with them that have left. But otherwise, my mom and my dad, they're encouraging me to just train, making sure I prepare my body, but not trying to push myself too much, just so that like, you know, I don't want to get injured and stuff. So just making sure I train a lot every day. So I've been training around three times a day, mainly focusing on like strength and conditioning, because my strength, especially my upper body strength, needs to be worked on, especially to be able to handle the physicality in the Philippines. But mentally, I've just been focusing on the positive side, like going to the Philippines, meeting all my family there, and, you know, being able to play the sport I love. And over there in the Philippines, like, I have a lot of, like, all my family's there, so I have a big support system for me, despite my main family being here. So yeah, mentally, I feel like I am prepared, and these last few days will be will just be some family time. And then next Monday, we fly out.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, you know, because I think it's an underrated part of like transferring from a different country and playing basketball is just how mentally tough you are and how, you know, you adjust here on the Philippines. And, you know, we have Samantha who commented like, I hope when you have time, you can take a trip here in Angeles, Pampanga. So I'm curious also, Nazel, are there different places in the Philippines you're excited to like visit? Of course, it's not going to be all basketball here.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know all the areas in the Philippines, but I'm excited to visit the beaches, because there's a lot of nice beaches there.
Yeah.
And because I'll be staying in Quezon City with Liza, so I'm excited to see her and just kind of visit the area there, because I haven't really been there in a while, so I don't really know how it looks like. But I'm excited to just visit everywhere, like once the kind of pandemic kind of eases out, I'll be happy to travel, just, you know, meet fans who are, if I have fans.
And, right. I mean, right.
Yeah.
There's a, hey, I'm sorry, Nas, but I really have to know.
No, go ahead, Tristan. Yeah.
Have you been learning any Filipino trash talk? Because you're going to probably experience it in-game here, and you try to understand what they're saying. It's going to be better if you know, and you can reply, right?
But you understand Filipino, right, Nazel?
Yeah, I understand Filipino. Like, my mom and dad speak Tagalog to me. But, like, they speak kind of Taglish, so, like, sometimes they speak Tagalog, sometimes they speak English. But, no, I haven't really learned any Filipino trash talk kind of thing. Well, when I go there, I'm gonna speak trash talk, but it's gonna be in English.
Oh, just ask Angelo. He's like the worst teammate.
I was just gonna say Tristan has all the trash talk in the world.
Bruh.
I can teach you a few words. It just might not be PG-13. Speaking of Tristan, we got a fan, says Chin Hung Chi. I love you, Tristan. Tristan, your fan base
that's my boy.
Yes, sir. Before we continue here, just some breaking news, NBA, because I'm going to ask you an NBA question as well. Joel Embiid has just agreed to a Supermax extension with the 76ers, $196 million through 2027. So Embiid, Philadelphia, long-term. Nazel, I'm guessing the Warriors are your favorite team since Steph Curry was the first name you mentioned earlier.
The Cavs are actually my favorite team.
Wait, what?
Oh, you know LeBron left a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I know LeBron left. I mean,
in London, you guys get the NBA live, right?
No, I mean, the Cavs, it's mainly because of, I like Kyrie. Kyrie's played there. But then Colin Sexton, when my friend said I was compared to Colin, I've been watching Colin Sexton since he was in high school. And, you know, I've been a big fan of him. Like, just the way he plays, the kind of dog that he has inside him,
right? So, yes,
Flan.
Yeah, he played 3v5 for an entire quarter and almost won the game, right?
yeah
that's crazy.
That was crazy. He almost won the game as well, so you know that when he went to Cavs, I was like, yeah, I'm supporting this guy, because you know he just, I just love, like,
not gonna lie, bro, that caught me off guard.
Damn, bro. Damn. Yeah, me too.
Cavs fans, like,
Colleen's got the dog in him, though. That's so true. Colleen got that dog in him. D-A-W-G. I think he was Jimmy Butler approved. When you're Jimmy Butler approved, you know that you got the dog in you. Mm-hmm. So earlier you mentioned that you're gonna be living with Liza, right? Now, just a piece of advice. You go around telling people that in the streets of Manila, you're gonna you might have at least like a few people following you home. So be very careful about where you say that. But yeah, maybe if you could enlighten us a little bit, what's your relationship with your cousins, like what's your relationship with your relatives here in the Philippines? Tell us more about that.
Well, with my mom's side, I have a lot of cousins. I think I have like 12 or 14 cousins. So I have a pretty good relationship with them. I've been visiting the Philippines like ever since I was young. So I have a very, like, pretty good relationship with all of them, and we're all kind of around the same age. There's a few older ones, but otherwise we have a good relationship. But with my dad's side, which is Liza, and with Liza, I have an all right relationship with her. I don't really, like, whenever I go there, she's kind of busy. Like, I think before she got into the showbiz, it was kind of like we spent more time together, like we went shopping. But after she got kind of, she blew up, it's kind of, she got more busy. She couldn't go outside like whenever she wanted. But we're chill. Sometimes, I think the last time I went there, we play Mobile Legends and like COD Mobile or something like that. So yeah.
Are you looking forward to maybe building a relationship, not just with her, but your whole family? Because that's something you're going to get to take advantage of now, right?
I'm excited to build a strong relationship with everyone there. Because obviously have like, I kind of just visit there for a bit and then come back. So every so often, but now I'm staying there for an extra long kind of period. I can you know, really get to know them, and yeah, it's going to be fun. I just like, everyone's there. So I'm not going to feel kind of homesick or lonely that everyone's there with me.
Right. Right. Angelo, anything you're curious about when it comes to Nazel and his journey?
Nazel, what time does NBA game show there?
Oh, usually they show like in the morning, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Ooh, so you wake up to watch NBA games? Especially the Cavs?
Or go back to sleep if you're watching the cast.
Usually I watch the playback, so like I just like watch it.
The replay. Yeah.
Yeah, the replay. I don't really, unless it's like sometimes the games do show at like 8 p.m. or 10 p.m. then I'll watch it. But if it's like really early in the morning, then I don't really watch it because that's just too early.
You gotta grind the following morning, right?
I gotta wake up early.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're watching the Cavs at 2 a.m., you're going to fall asleep after the first quarter if it's a good day. Although I like Colleen Sexton, man. There were rumors he might go to the Miami Heat a few weeks ago. I was all about that. Kyle Lowry ain't bad, too. So you're a tea over coffee person guy, I'm guessing.
I mean, lately I've been drinking a lot of coffee, so I kind of like both. I like my coffee, though. The taste of coffee is really nice. And my mom and dad drink coffee a lot but I know in Philippines you guys drink a lot of coffee, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's like water at that point. very, very interesting. So tell us more about you outside the basketball player. You know, like, what do you like to do to chill, hang out with your friends? What's your vibe? Do you play PlayStation? Do you game on your computer, your phone, your mobile? What's Nizel like? Not Nizel, the human being.
Outside of basketball, I don't really play games like that. I mean, I used to. I don't even have the newest console right now. I only have an Xbox 360. But I used to, I like playing kind of first person shooters like Halo, Call of Duty, Black Ops 2. But yeah, I do play games on my phone. I play Mobile Legends quite a bit. I like Mobile Legends, it's good. I used to play League of Legends and Dota 2 as well, but I don't really play those anymore. I just use my phone because it's kind of always there with me. So other than that, I play instruments as well. I play piano and guitar.
So you're dropping an album soon?
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, I play piano and guitar, and I used to do a lot of art as well, like drawing, like manga and stuff, because I'm into anime.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw out a very Filipino stereotype, but can you dance?
Personally, I can't. I don't think I can dance. But my family is like my mom's side; they're very good at dancing.
Nice.
But personally, sure. I've never really got that talent genetically, I think. But yeah.
Nice. Jen Michael B2 Ortega. Sorry, Tristan, just a comment here from Jen Michael B2 Ortega. My guy Nizel, let's get to work. Is Jan gonna be your teammate in San Sebastian? Just so we could confirm that.
Yeah, he's my teammate. What's up, Jan?
All right.
There,
go for it, Tristan.
My boy Harley is asking, what's your favorite music to turn up to before a match?
Ooh. I like to listen to that's actually pretty hard. it'd be between Lil Baby or Polo G. His music is pretty, like, I don't know, it just turns me out. It's like the way sometimes his lyrics and his songs are kind of emotional as well, so it just gets me prepped for the game, just ready to, you know, get in.
Bro, I felt so old after you said that. I don't know who Polo G is. I'm 24 years old. I do not know who Polo G is.
Okay, you need to listen to Polo. Polo G is probably one of my favorite artists, and his music is just amazing. It's just good. You have to listen to him. Like, after this, you have to go.
Okay, I got you.
You got homework, Dan.
Yeah, I got you. See, Ron got Polo G up. Damn, Ron, chill out, bro. You acting like Jamie from Joe Rogan's podcast out here.
So I'm curious, Nizel, tell me something about Londoners that people don't usually know or understand.
London, I think a big stereotype is that we all like drink tea, but like all Londoners drink tea and they like crumpets and stuff, but a lot of my friends they don't like tea or crumpets at all, and they all think we have like kind of a posh accent, but there's a lot of people here that have kind of like a slang British So,
are you mad at the TikTok about the bottle of water? I can't do it. I can't do it. I mean, I'm probably fucking it up, but I always see that shit on TikTok. Not that I'm on TikTok, here. But
a lot of people here, yeah, they say they don't really pronounce their T's. And but yeah, here we don't all drink tea or like crumpets or watch Harry Potter or
something. But, did you watch Harry Potter though, at least?
No, I mean I probably watched one film, but I don't really know the Harry Potter series. I never really watched it.
Right. Interesting. All right, but so you don't like tea and biscuits. Let's just put it out there now, right?
I don't mind tea and biscuits, but I just prefer coffee over tea.
So what goes with the coffee? Pandesal? Have you had pandesal there yet?
Yes. here I haven't had pandesal, but whenever I go to Philippines, I always have pandesal with cheese whiz.
Yeah. Ooh, classic. Cheese. Yeah. How about you, Angelo, Tristan? How do you like your pandesal? I like it the classic way, you know, butter toasted really hot, soft, a little crispy in the outside. How about you guys?
Yeah, toasted with Eden cheese.
Yeah, that can
bro. You don't want to know how I like my pandesal, bro. I'm.
I know. I do. You've hyped it up now, so I want to know.
All right, bet. Can't believe I'm saying this out loud, bro. But I do like it hot. Okay.
Yeah.
But I dip mine in Coke. I dip mine in Coke, bro.
That's so weird, Dad.
I know.
Well, is Nina watching tonight? I need confirmation because this sounds crazy.
I've told her to actually try it, and she almost puked.
How did you come up with that combination? Like, you just tried it?
Okay, it goes back. I don't want to talk about myself. We got a guest here, but
No. You have to talk about this pandesal with Coke. Nizel, you want to hear about this, right?
Yeah, I mean, how? what does it taste like?
Okay. See, I told you Nina's here, but. As a young child, I wasn't a very good boy. Okay, so I got exiled to my grandparents' house for a few months. And my grandfather always bought pandesal for merienda. We all know this. And then, I don't want to drink coffee. I'm 8 years old. Why would I dip mine in coffee? I'm 8 years old. So I tried dipping it in Coke, man. And it ended up sticking. It's not that bad. I'm going to redo it. It's not that bad.
Just a disclaimer, Nizel, not all Filipinos here are weird like Tristan. we have like normal taste.
Yeah, you normal got
taste, bro. Then somebody shows me eating dinuguan. Dude, I'm not going to eat that.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Tristan, so after you dip the... After you dip the pandesal in Coke, do you see the little breadcrumbs floating around the Coke and you decide you're just going to...
Don't put me on the spot for that, bro. I'm just trying to be my see. I'm surprised they even have a picture.
Is this from you, Tristan?
I hope not. Jesus, but I'm surprised they have a picture.
Cringe. That's cringe.
Jeez Louise.
You haven't even tried it. I've seen so many eat.
I might try this, Tristan, just one time to see if I puke or not.
I mean, people eat the freaking bird in balut, though. So you question me with Coke and bread? Come on, man.
No. Coke, okay, I would get ice cream with bread. By the way, Nizel, you're going to probably try that when you come here. A Coke, bro?
Yeah, in McDonald's, I have the fries with the McFlurry.
Oh, that's a
classic. Yeah.
That's a good combination.
That's a classic. Coke with pandesal, bro. Is there butter in the pandesal before you dip it in the Coke?
Of course not. Who would do that? That's a monster. That's a menace to society if you put butter in Coke. But I swear to God, just try it. Okay? And if you end up liking it, you owe me an apology. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, Karina's out on it already before this has even begun. But you know, I might just try it. Nizel, will you try too, pandesal with Coke tomorrow?
No. You might never talk to me again if you do. So don't try it.
I mean, I like trying new food, so I might have to. I'd see.
I'm telling you right now, man.
I feel like
it's not for everybody.
Tristan, okay, Ron, I know you're listening. We are going to cut this part out and post it tomorrow and, like, just post it everywhere. So I really want to see, like, if this Coke with a Pandesal is a revolution waiting to happen. But, all right.
I'm sorry you're trying to get me canceled, dude.
Nah, bro, you will not get canceled by that. In fact, you would be highlighted. Yes, I think Kay's idea is a great one, by the way. That's going to be the next video pitch that we're going to have. But let's go back to Nazel here a little bit. What are your long-term plans, man? Are you like one of those live-in-the-moment kind of guys? Or are you one of those, I'm going to plan what I'm going to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Like, what, where are you like? What's your mindset at?
For me, it's just my main goal is to, you know, go pro in basketball, wherever it is, whether that's PBA in the Philippines or Europe or hopefully America as well. But I mean I'm kind of, I don't really have everything planned out. I kind of just have an end goal, which is I just have an end goal set, which is me to go pro but also get a degree as well in school, hopefully something in psychology as well. But me, I don't really plan anything. I just kind of trust the process. Like, whatever happens, I feel like it's meant to happen and it's going to help me. I think it's just a stepping stone. Like, let's say a door closes, I feel like it's because a better door is going to open for me. But I'm kind of a live in the moment kind of guy, but I do have my goals like set.
Hello. I mean, it is what it is. I think that's how I live. I would get that tattooed if I could. It is what it is. But honestly, man, that sounds like real maturity to me.
Yes, sir.
He's ready. You're not expecting anything super good. You just take what's given to you and you just put your head down and work.
Yeah.
That's a good work ethic for me too. And I love hearing that from young kids like you. Definitely looking forward to seeing you excel in whatever you do here. And I hope you get to transfer to the LSU if ever. This is not tampering or anything, but I'd love to see a player who has maturity, who looks like he can be a leader on the floor and knows what's up, you know. You always love those kind of players.
A true point guard.
Coach Derek Pomarin would love you, I think that's for sure. But of course, the college is a long way from now. How many years of San Sebastian High School do you have for you coming up?
I'm currently grade 11, so minimum 2 years if I do.
All right. Two years is enough time to make a really strong impact in the Philippine basketball scene. Nazel, a comment here from Samantha Obaldo says, I hope I'll get a shout out from Nazel before the live will end because I am a super fan of Nazel. Nazel, do you want to make Samantha happy right now?
Shout out Samantha. Hopefully I can see you, or you can come to my games. But yeah, shout out to you. And goodbye, I guess.
Goodbye. Samantha, make sure you bring some pandesal with Coke for Nazel so he finally gets to try that out, bro. Okay. Before anything, I want to thank all the 17 viewers right now. Of course, we got more questions for Nazel. However, number one, do follow the social media accounts you're seeing on the ticker right now. Make sure you follow the South Boys on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram as well. Thank you, Nazel, for the assist right there as a point guard. I also want to open the floor if there are any questions from the viewers right now to ask Nazel questions, because we are about to enter our rapid fire segment where, Nazel, the rules are simple. Tristan, Angelo, and I, them more than me, and of course the viewers, are going to ask the first thing that come to their mind, okay? The first things that come to their mind. So it could be anything, any question under the sun. It could be like what color your undies are today. I'm not sure if anyone's going to ask that, but I'm just saying that it's possible. Ken wants a shout out from you, Nazel. Maybe you can take care of that. Do you want to give a shout out to Ken? Yes, sir. You go.
Can't work out with you because I'm going to see you when I go there and we're going to work out together. So yeah, get it working.
Awesome. Making connections right away. So the rapid fire round is going to be simple. We're going to start with the South Boys and we're going to get to me. Again, first thing that comes to their mind, they're going to ask it. First thing that comes to your mind, Nazel, you're going to answer it because that's how the game goes. But before we get there, two things. One, do you want to shout out your brother Keiser here? Who wants to shout out from...
Shout out Kaiser. Kaiser, I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you. So yeah, that's my bro. That's forever, bro. That's my brother for life. Hopefully you can come to the Philippines and, you know, come to the same school. Because he plays volleyball, so hopefully you can
be something. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So,
it's becoming bigger, right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, it's huge, man. I mean, no cap, man. Volleyball's fan base can exceed basketball sometimes. Also a question here from Finton. What pushed you to take this path that you're currently in? So before we begin the rapid fire, maybe you want to expound on this question a little more.
What pushed me is mainly my family, because I just want to make it for my family, like to be able to you know, get my mom what she wants, get my dad wherever he wants, like a big house, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I've never really, before basketball, I never really had any big goals. But I feel like now that I have basketball, and I feel like I have like a purpose, or I can do other things with basketball, like being able to play at a bigger stage, I feel like I can help others as well. Like younger kids that wanna have an outlet, but they can't like create that outlet for themselves, I can help them with that. And if I do go pro, I'll be able to help, you know, especially in the Philippines, there's a lot of poverty. And one of my goals is to, you know, help the poverty in the Philippines and kind of, you know, create a big community where I can just help loads of younger people.
But that's, man, everything that's coming out of your mouth right now just shows that your years mature above how old you currently are, which is a great sign for Philippine basketball. Now, we can't go on without you giving a shout out to Drin Allison Medina, who's been here since the beginning of the streams.
Shout out Drin Allison Medina. Thank you for, you know, tuning in ever since 0 minutes. So you can stay for the rest of this, especially for this rapid question game that we're about to start. So yeah.
Awesome. We might just play a game of truth or dare too, because Chin Hang Chi wants to see you show your step back move to everyone right now. But before we get there, yes, let's start with rapid fire. Angelo, Tristan, one of you, do you want to take the lead on how to start this?
Angelo, yeah, so connected to Tristan's coke with pandesal, what's the weirdest food you've ever eaten, Nizel?
Weirdest food, balut. Balut's the weirdest food, but I love it. I like
did you like it? Oh,
I loved it. I love it. I loved the balut with the salt. Oh.
Did so, you eat the bird?
Yeah, I eat the whole thing. Usually, oh my God. I just eat it all. It's so nice.
You're certified Filipino now. Yeah,
so. Man, have you tried the hot too?
The hot, yeah, I've tried the hot as well. I have it every morning when I come visit. There's always the guy that comes by with like the bell, and then
have the hot in the morning. Can you copy how he says taho? The same exact way. Do you remember? Can you, Tristan? You can,
no,
right?
No, I can't.
I think he just shouts taho. Like, he just has the bell like taho.
Angelo, any question? Or were you don't know that you were don't ask the last one? Sorry, Tristan, one. Your turn.
I'm going to ask a really weird question, but Lizken or Katnya?
I just have to support Lizken, Enrique, and my Atalizer. Lizken all the way.
For sure. All right. In line with that question, are you more of a collect and select kind of guy, or are you more of a stick to one person, do the loyal way kind of guy?
Ooh. Wait, what the
Come on.
Wise.
Are you more of a I want to get into a serious relationship guy, or are you more of a I'm a date around, you know, not being anything serious, nothing committed kind of guy?
Look at him, dude. You got uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's the point of the game, bros.
I feel like I'm more of I don't want to be a hoe, but I don't want to get anything serious, because I feel like if I commit myself, it's like,
yeah, it's perfectly kind of just, normal, Nizel.
It's just long.
Bro, don't even speak, Angelo. We know your relationship status, bro.
Loyal. I'm the loyal type of guy.
Yeah. Oh, somebody asked me or Enrique, what the hell?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I have to go with Jan, because, you know, Jan's jump shot is too nice.
I don't think he was asking about basketball, bro. He might have been asking about something else, but sure, too. Okay, wait. Anonymous, bro. You got to reveal your name, man. Trust me, anything he says right now is cap. That's a low
already
blow,
have an,
bro.
A hater, Nizelle.
Hey, Nizelle, do you have any theories about who this person might be?
I don't actually know. There's a lot. I have a lot of friends that play basketball, so I feel like it might be one of them. But they definitely put "I'm joking" at the end, which is good. They definitely.
gotta make sure that the standard stays there. All right, Angelo, back to you with the rapid fire. By the way, thanks to everyone tuning in again. Appreciate you. Any questions for Nizelle, put it in the comments. Angelo, go for it.
So Nizelle, this is just a basic question. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that is a very tough one. My favorite movie.
It's the first one that comes into your head.
Avengers.
Who's your favorite Avenger? Nice
favorite
one, Avenger.
Iron Man.
I like it. It's there. Well, Tony Stark. Was Tony Stark a collect and select kind of guy? No, when he found the right one, he went with pepper over salt. Yeah. Tristan, yeah. You're next.
Friends or How I Met Your Mother, if you do watch those movies, shows.
I haven't watched either of them. I've heard of Friends, though. I haven't watched either.
All right. Oh, shit. I'm on the spot, man.
Interesting. Okay, let's see. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? All right.
Love you too, Harley.
Would you, if you weren't a basketball athlete, what sport would you pursue?
Football or tennis. I was playing tennis like a bit after, like while I was playing football, and I really found it fun. So probably football or tennis. Either those two.
Wait, what's the energy drink for? I mean, sports drink for UK people. Is it Gatorade still or?
It's Lucozade.
Oh my Lucozade. God! I've never heard of
it. Yeah,
run, pull it up.
Powerade.
Yeah. No, Powerade, okay, yeah. I thought he was going to say herbal tea or something like that, man. Angela, go for it.
I have a question. What was that again? Kobe or LeBron, that's it.
Kobe.
Ooh. I like how quickly you answered that.
Mama mentality. Kobe is just...
My man.
Amen. Tristan, hey,
you know, Angelo cried when Kobe retired. We were there. Shout out to my boy Jonah, but Angelo cried when Kobe retired.
I'm not ashamed of that, fan. Yeah, I cried when Kobe retired.
Next question. Are you an Apple user or an Android user?
Apple.
Oh,
nice,
you're part of
nice.
It. Okay.
Cool. Here's a good...
Who's your wallpaper?
Oh, that's me. It's me. And then
yo!
Bet on yourself.
Wait, I thought your favorite Avenger was Tony Stark. Why is Spider-Man on the back, bro?
Oh, it's because I had a really bad phone case and I really needed one. But it was either this or...
We've all been there.
Yeah, it was either this or Disney Princesses. So.
Oh, okay. I would have gone with the princess, man. Yeah, same. Sure. Okay, here's a good one from Ron, our prod guy. Anyone from history, who would you go to dinner with?
Hitler.
Hitler.
Wait, what?
Nice. Man, whoa, yeah, well, no, that's the yeah. Go for it. You're gonna ask him why he's such a jerk, right?
Yeah, or like just see what type of person he is outside of, you know, killing loads of people. But I feel like he'd be an interesting guy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very. You know, you are really smart for your age, bro. I'm really impressed right now. We got a question here from Ken Charles. Abarrientos or Belenguel?
Ooh.
Soberano.
AC. AC.
I'd have to go with Abarrientos.
Nice.
I watched some of his highlights from FEU. Oh, this guy is... He's too good. But I feel like in Gilas, Belenguel kind of shined a bit more.
Interesting.
Oh, you know what? I just realized...
Here's a question.
Yeah, go for it. He has two other brothers, the next Ball brothers in the Philippines. Soberano.
Oh, that's a good question.
Good ring.
That's a good question. You wouldn't even need LeVar for the PR.
Thank God you don't have a LeVar as that.
No LeVar here.
Here's a good question from. Here's a good question from Ed. If not basketball, what would be a regular day job that you'd like, or would you get into show business?
I feel like I could try getting into showbiz. Like, I think Pinoy Big Brother or something, where you go inside a house. That looks fun. Like, you just stay in the house for like a long, like just with some other people.
Could you say Bahay ni Kuya really quick, real quick?
Bahay ni Kuya.
Oh, see, it sounds normal, man. That's
yeah, it's so natural for you, man. You got this. Here's a question from Kay. What's your favorite song right now?
My favorite song? Bloody Canvas by Polo G.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Totally.
We'll listen to that.
Yeah, listen to that. Yeah, it's a very good song.
Jollibee, McDonald's, or KFC from Anonymous Anonymous?
Jollibee all the way.
Yeah, so yes, nice. Sir. Yes, oh sir.
Gang, gang.
You know, it depends, though. I think for the chicken, Jollibee, but for the burger, you gotta go McDonald's, right?
Yeah. I feel like the hot wings in KFC is, like, the hot wings. Whenever I go to KFC, I only order hot wings. I never order anything else. Just hot wings.
Bro, we don't even. Oh, that's gonna be a bummer for you because we don't have hot wings here.
We got hot shots.
Hot shots.
Hot shots. Angela, Tristan, final questions before we turn this around.
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I'm just really wishing you the best of luck in your basketball journey. I'm really excited to watch you here in the NCAA with the Staglets. I'm excited for all the people to watch your game, to really showcase what you got. And yeah, I really hope this pandemic ends soon so we can watch you and all the other young athletes in the NCAA. So yeah, Nazel, thank you for, you know, for talking with us, and I just wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. I mean, our team in Staglitz is looking strong this year, so I hope that you know the season goes through, because I feel like we have a very good chance.
Yes, sir.
To, you know, win it all.
Yes, sir. How about you, Tristan? Question. Final word.
I'm just here. I'm thankful for giving us your time, and honestly, I can't wait for you to blow up here, man. I'm wishing you the best. You seem like a young man with a lot of things ahead for him, and it's so weird saying young man when I'm just like 7 years older than you. But definitely, I hope you make a name for yourself. I hope you make a splash here, and I'm looking forward to seeing you blow up, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great. Nazel, I'm curious about something. What did Londoners really think about Piers Morgan? Because he seems like a jerk, but at the same time, he's like the everyday go-to media guy for the UK. So what do people really think of Piers Morgan over there?
I don't know who Piers Morgan is.
Really?
No, I don't know.
All right. I guess that answers the question then.
I don't know.
All right. Next question. All right. You know, let's flip this around then. We've been the one asking you the questions for like an hour now. That hour went by so fast. Really appreciate it, by the way. Yes, sir. So we're going to flip it now. Maybe you have questions that you'd want us to answer for you about the Philippines, about ball, about anything before we call this a wrap. So go for it, Nazel.
The main thing I want to know is the difference between UAAP and NCAA. Because I think you mentioned it, but we never really, you know, like got into it. So I just want to know the difference between the
two. Oh, Nafs, you got this.
I would say that the NCAA is closer to the pure Philippine type of basketball. I would say it's a little more run and gun. It's a little more anything happens at any time, if that makes
sense.
Rugged, yeah. Although I will say that the NCAA for years has had the most underrated talents in the country. A lot of the top PBA stars did come from the NCAA. They're not as commercialized or as marketed as the UAAP. However, when you get to the NCAA, and if there's one guy you should ask about this, it's Mr. Robert Bolick, of course, Mr. Babes Bolick. But if there's one thing about the NCAA is that you got to be ready for anything, you know, for anything. Like, you could get elbowed in the face and the ref will tell you he didn't do it on purpose, so it's not a foul. You gotta be ready for crazy stuff like that. Now, yeah. That's not to say the UAAP isn't rugged as well. Although the UAAP, if I had to analyze it, the UAAP has had a little bit of the village basketball effect to it. You know,
yeah,
village ball a little bit. When you get to the NCAA, man, you gotta be ready for anything, and I mean like anything. You expect the unexpected is basically the answer there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and to add to what Nav said, well, you're in high school in NCAA, you're still going up against the best talent that high school has to offer. It's not really just dominated by UAAP stars, but NCAA stars are highly recruited as well out of high school. And honestly, some of the high school recruits from NCAA, they come out a little bit, I don't know how to say this, a little bit tougher. Tougher than UAAP, and that's not a knock on the UAAP players, but it's just an observation I've had for the last couple of years.
Yeah,
and you gotta remember too, you're going to San Sebastian. Now, schools in the NCAA have been around forever, for ages, right? And San Sebastian might not be the powerhouse right now that San Beda is, or even like as successful as Latron has been.
Yeah.
But it's no joke, man. You're going to San Sebastian, their expectations, there's still a certain standard you probably got to reach. So if you're ready for it, I think you'll be fine, though. It seems like you have the maturity to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see everyone, like see my teammates. Hopefully, by the time I get there, the pandemic is kind of ease that, or we're allowed to have some sort of face-to-face training.
Right. Awesome. Well, Nizel, thank you so much for your time, man. Really excited to watch you play, let you show off what you're capable of, your abilities, what you can do. And I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight, everyone who engaged in the comments, asked some questions, help us know about Nizel a little more. Your boys especially seemed like they were very active in the chat.
Yeah.
I want to thank Tristan for the incredible Coke and Pandesal story that I am...
It's a thing, man.
I am never... I believe you, man. I believe it's a thing. I'm just saying I might never forget about that story for the rest of my life, bro. Very interesting, I would say.
Nenav, before we leave, just want to say, Nizel, when you come here in the Philippines, hit us up.
Yeah,
maybe we'll go to some bars, you know.
Bro, Naveen, I'm a good influence. I got you. I'll bring you through all the kiddie stuff. I'll bring you Jollibee. I'll treat you right, bro. I'm not gonna let you live this bar life, bro. Look at these people. Look at these alcoholics trying to get you into bars, bro.
No, but Nizel, I think that's a great idea. We'll get you some whiskey neat, some beer. Nah, I'm just joking with you. But yeah, Jan Ortega says sky is the limit, my guy. I agree. Ian October, a friend of ours from Content Network, bar life, he's all about that. Ian's the one guy you gotta go get drinks with for sure, especially when you're in Cebu. And yeah, thanks to Ken, thanks to Tune, thanks to Kay, thanks to Karina, of course, to Keezer, Samantha, Drin, Finton, everyone. If I forgot anyone, I'm so sorry. But appreciate all of you guys for tuning in tonight. Moses, what's up, bro? Thanks for the emojis since earlier. And yeah, Nizel, any final words for the Philippine community about what you want to accomplish when you're here?
Well, I'm just saying, just watch out for me, because when I get there, it's going to be crazy. We're going to Staglitz.
Let's go.
We have a very good team. We're gonna show you guys what you can do. All the work we're putting right now, we're all focused. We're just focused on one goal. And yeah, I'm just excited to be there. So if you can't able to, then come to the games, say hi, and yeah, I'm excited to meet everyone.
Awesome. Tristan, Angelo, any final words?
Hit us up.
Nothing, man.
Hit us up, Nizel.
Awesome. And to everyone tuning in, if you like content like this, do follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. The social media handles are right there in the ticker. Thanks again to Nizel and Tristan for the assist there. Make sure you guys follow the South Boys also on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter. Make sure you check out their pods. Check them out on Spotify. They got a lot of good pods there. And yeah, Nizel, where can people follow you?
I have Instagram, which is nizel.soberano, and my Twitter as well is nizel5. I'll also be starting a YouTube channel as well when I get there. So if you guys want to follow my journey and stuff like that, I'll be vlogging, so I think my first vlog is going to probably be like when we're going on a plane and stuff like that. But yeah, nice. That's just Nizel Sobrano on YouTube.
Do you know when you're flying out here yet? Did you mention that?
Yeah, on Monday. This coming Monday, 23rd.
Wow, amazing. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, hit us up when you're here, bro, and let's see where your journey takes you. Great, great. All right. Take care, everyone who tuned in tonight. Angelo, Tristan, South Boys, appreciate it. Stay safe, guys. Nizel, safe flight. Take it easy.
Yes, sir.
And thank you.
And Nizel, just a piece of advice. Before you get to the Philippines, you should probably buy a face shield already, man.
I've already ordered those. The face shields, face masks.
Alcohol, hand sanitizer, everything under the sun. All right. Take care, guys. Take it easy.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.